They were conversing together so earnestly that we were upon them before they were aware of us. The innkeeper turned to fly, but one of the Englishmen seized him by the hair and held him tight.
"For mercy's sake, spare me!"
he yelled.
"My house has been gutted by the French and harried by the English, and my feet have been burned by the brigands. I swear by the Virgin that I have neither money nor food in my inn, and the good Father Abbot, who is starving upon my doorstep, will be witness to it."
"Indeed, sir,"
said the Capuchin, in excellent French.
"What this worthy man says is very true. He is one of the many victims to these cruel wars, although his loss is but a featherweight compared to mine. Let him go,"
he added in English to the trooper.
"He is too weak to fly, even if he desired to."
In the light of the lantern, I saw that this monk was a magnificent man, dark and bearded, with the eyes of a hawk, and so tall that his cowl came up to Rataplan's ears. He wore the look of one who had been through much suffering, but he carried himself like a king, and we could form some opinion of his learning when we each heard him talk our own language as fluently as if he were born to it. "You have nothing to fear," said I to the trembling innkeeper. "As to you, father, you are, if I am not mistaken, the very man who can give us the information which we require."
"All that I have is at your service, my son. But,"
he added with a wan smile,
"my Lenten fare is always somewhat meagre, and this year it has been such that I must ask you for a crust of bread, if I am to have the strength to answer your questions."